Well, it just gets worse and worse. There's no surprises here. Now I see members of the Foreign Investment Review Board, which had no role in approving the sale or long-term lease of the Darwin port to the Chinese company Landbridge. These members have told the Senate inquiry into the sale yesterday they had expressed grave concerns about the deal. The chairman of the Foreign Investment Review Board, Brian Wilson, said he asked Defence and ASIO about the deal three times in early 2015. He said both assured him the deal was okay, though as we now know, ASIO never bothered to actually review the so-called defence deeds, that is the safeguards in relation to the sale. Mr. Wilson told the inquiry, had he known the sale would only guarantee Australian Navy ships access to Darwin Port for the first 25 years of the 99-year lease, he, quote, would have asked the question of the Navy again for the fourth time. The former ASIO and ASIS boss David Irvine, a recent appointee to the Foreign Investment Review Board, told the inquiry if he had been on the board at the time of the deal, he would have quizzed Defence. He said, I would have sought the fullest possible explanation. I would have asked them to consider the potential for sabotage and the potential for espionage. Now, as you know, this Landbridge outfit that's got a 99-year lease over the port has its own private militia. It's run by a former Chinese People's Liberation Army officer with close ties to the Communist Party, and none of that was sufficient to arouse any concern or interest from the Turnbull government. I think someone's having us on.